Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We have a special announcement for you today. For a limited time, you can get 6 months of Slate Plus for just $29. That's 50% off. As a member, you'll get no ads on any of your podcasts, unlimited reading on the Slate site, and member exclusive episodes and segments from our show and other shows like Slow Burn, Amicus, and Political Gabfest. Slate's podcasts cover major news events from elections to social issues to historic court decisions. Our shows also discuss what makes a song a smash, analyze what's going viral, and decode cultural mysteries. If we've become a part of your listening routines, we ask that you support our work by joining Slate Plus. Sign up for Slate Plus now at slate.com/momanddadplus to access all Slate's contents and support our work. Again, that's just $29 for 6 months through October 28th. So hurry up, sign up now at slate.com/momanddadplus. This episode contains explicit language. Welcome to Mom and Dad Are Fighting, Slate's parenting podcast for Monday, October 24th, the Parenting is a Joke edition. I'm Zach Rosen. I make a different podcast. It's called The Best Advice Show, and I live in Detroit with my family. My oldest Noah is 5, and my youngest Ami is 2.
I'm Jamila Lemieux, a writer, contributor to Slate's Care and Feeding Parenting column, and mom to Naima, who's 9.5, and we live in L.A.
Hey, I'm Ophira Eisenberg. I'm a stand-up comedian and host of this new podcast called Parenting is a Joke. I live in Brooklyn, New York, with my son, Lucas, who is 6 years old.
Today on the show, we're going to be talking about the hilarious chaos of parenting, using our kids as material, and of course, talking about Ophira's new show, Parenting is a Joke. So, Ophira, before we talk about your new show, I want to ask, you've talked about doing a shot of Maker's Mark before going on stage with Radiolab and before every Ask Me Another taping. Uh-huh. First of all, is that true? And secondly, did you take a shot today?
Oh, yeah. It is true. I did a numerous amount of shows of Ask Me Another Live when I was pregnant. It was the only time I did not do a shot. And even though everyone was like, you can do just a shot, but I was like, no, absolutely not, because I was pregnant over 40, and I was like the strictest with everything. Did I do a shot today? I gotta say, I have three cups here. One is tea. I did not bring a coffee into the booth because, as you know, not the greatest on your throat and your mouth, and water. But this was my coffee. So I guess I've had 2 shots of coffee, 1 tea, and water. Not Makers, but not a bad idea. Thank you for reminding me that that is my pre-show ritual, regardless.
Did you used to take the shot like with other people? Did you have a kind of ritual? What was it like?
So I learned it from, I mean, I stole it, I guess, from Radiolab, because the two hosts would do it with everybody who wanted to before the live versions of their show when they were touring. And then I brought that over and I was like, hey, Jonathan, my co-host and musical one man house band, we would do a shot beforehand, and whoever wanted to, but it would like grow and condense depending on what people were doing, you know, dry January, whatever everyone's feeling was on drinking that week. But Jonathan and I always.
That's
and
fun.
For me, yeah, it was just a reminder, and that's why I think they did it on Radiolab. It was a little bit like, you know, you're doing a show at night, so you're in a bar, and also like don't take it all so seriously. You know, just like do a shot. We're too old to do shots, maybe, but let's not take it all too seriously. Yeah.
So tell us about your new show. What made you want to do a podcast about parenting? Why would anyone want to do that?
Yeah, what's wrong with people who do that?
Freaks.
So I do stand-up, and then I was doing stand-up forever, and I actually never planned on being a parent. That was not my journey, I thought. But then I ended up changing my mind and making it happen. And it so much hit at a point where I looked around and it felt to me like a lot of other comics that were women were all of a sudden having kids. There was, people that were a bit older than me that had kids. And then there just seemed to be this whole middle section of women who didn't. And then I felt like all of a sudden I looked around and every other female comic that I knew was either thinking about it, pregnant, or had just had a kid. And then there was a lot of guys as well that were becoming parents. And I just thought, this is a wild moment. And the way people are throwing their parenting material on the stage feels very different. It no longer felt like, oh, I'm afraid to say this because someone's going to call the authorities on me. It was like irreverent, but it was very real and honest and vulnerable. And I loved it. And then the last thing is that I found that so many... Like, it's hard to do a night job of any kind or a freelance job or a job with irregular hours with a kid because they live very scheduled lives. And so the added challenge of this and how so many people who became parents, you know, they didn't just have sex and became a parent. They went through whatever process or situation it was to become a parent. They put a lot of intention towards this, and then they're doing it within this really kind of challenging lifestyle.
Yeah. What do you think conversations with comedians can get at in the kind of parenting discourse that other shows might not quite get?
One is that I just, want it to be funny and for everyone to have a laugh. I think we could all agree it's been an extra tough few years and parents need a laugh. I think so it's great to have, professional comedians, I guess, to chat with about that. But I also think there is such an air of the stand-up comic being a independent nightlife, leather jacket. When they're on stage, it's all about them. You don't often see these people as, dude, I love you so much, little Timmy, like that kind of person. So that I want to bring that in. It's very fun to me watching some of these stand-ups that I'm even intimidated by suddenly start talking about their kids and you just see an entire different person.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Talking about money can be so hard, especially when the person you're talking to is still learning how to do long division. That's why Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace, is here to help. I'm Bridget, and with my fellow co-host Ryan, we help teach your little ones about complex topics like bankruptcy, climate change, and why there's so much gold at Fort Knox, and so much more. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.
Jamila mentioned it in our last episode, but Jamila is a comedian too. She's been taking stand-up classes and has been, starting to perform. So I'm curious, this is a question for both of you. It takes so much courage and audacity and chutzpah to be like, I don't just think that, what I'm observing in the world is funny, but I think I can actually get up on stage and convey it to people. I heard a comedian recently say this, like the only difference between a comedian and a random person is that comedians just write down funny stuff that they note in the world. And so I'm curious if either of you two comedians would be willing, do you have something that you recently just like jotted into your notes app or however you kind of take notes about comedy, just like some like half-baked thing that you've noticed about parenting that you're trying to figure out how to turn into a gem of a
turn
a
into
bit
a
right
bit
now?
This is like a little germ of an idea which sounds like it's super funny and ready to go, but I haven't figured it out, where my son told a teacher at school that his mother collects wine bottles.
That's
and
a good premise.
I honestly think someone sent us a wine delivery thing of like a thing of wine. So there was a box with wine in it sitting there. and for a while. And I was just like, what? We got to figure out a place to put this stuff.
Yeah.
And but yeah, he was like, my mom collects wine bottles. So funny in itself. But to make it real stand up, I got to do like 9 other things with that.
Right. And so where do you go from that initial seed?
Where do you go from that? I know. I'm like, is that the ending of something or is that the beginning? Right. Because also I think, yeah, that could, that if that's the punchline, there's not much more to it. Right. So it's my chore to figure out what more to do with that. Constantly explain how I'm not an alcoholic. Is that it? To justify myself? I was thinking of a fake scenario about going to that teacher and saying, like, hey, listen, this is not what happened. But that's like that's a whole other thing. Now I'm creating a scenario. I love it when you just take what is real in life and write around it. Yeah. Instead of creating, you know, extra stories, which you're allowed to do in stand-up. No one says any. There's no rules.
What about you, Jamila?
I have a bit that I've been workshopping about you know how parents love to say, and this is it's a black parent thing, I think, but it's, you know, I think the thing that people are familiar enough with, you know, telling their children, I'm not one of your little friends. You know, I'm not one of your friends, and how I am my daughter's little friend and very proud of it. Because I know that one day I won't be at Shady Pines with a blanket on my lap begging for an extra pudding cup, you know, because I chose discipline over friendship during my daughter's childhood. So still kind of going through the bigger bit is about just kind of like how awful we are to children, you know, like people that are smaller than us and love us more than anyone else on the planet. That's so much of what we think of when we think of parenting is really just like cruelty and dictatorship.
Yeah. And with the difference, like some people are like, no, that's directing them. And the other person, people are like, no, they need boundaries, you know, whether. Yeah, I mean, I've written a lot of stuff about how conflicting parenting advice is and how I find it so hard. We have a whole thing where, you know, my son doesn't like to lose at a game.
Right.
And so there's the one school of thought, which is like, no, let them win. Just let them win when they're young because it builds up confidence. And then you read this other stuff that's like, you got to let them get them to lose and see what that feels like because that's resilient. And it's just like, well, which one is it? Mm-hmm. What are we doing? Which one? One day win, one day lose? Like, I have to be there for it. When he's freaking out, you know, and sometimes I can't rig the game. Also, I'm like, how do I make sure a dice game he wins? Like, how do I do this?
I feel like, especially lately, like laying oneself bare as a comic has become this like this kind of genre and just like a badge of honor. Just like, I'm going to get real. Yeah. How do you decide like what isn't going in the act when it comes to stuff with Lucas?
Oh, I mean, it weeds itself out so quickly with just what's not funny.
Yeah.
I mean, right. But and people feel very differently about this, the sort of privacy of their kids. I think more in social media, you see that where some people are very good with, like, they're like, I'm fine with my child being a huge part of my social media. And other people are like, absolutely not. So I tend to feel like as long as the true subject of it is still me, it's fine. You know, because that's, and I felt that way when I was writing about dating and relationships. Like, I never wanted to take someone down. If it was, as long as it all comes back to me, I can take me down. I can criticize me, and everyone else is, it should be my experience of them.
Yeah.
So we're always surprised by how many and heartened by how many non-parent listeners that we have.
Yeah.
What do you think the non-parent, what do you hope the non-parents will take from your podcast?
Well, you know, that's interesting because you hear from your non-parent listeners, right?
Mm-hmm.
And why do they like to tune in? I'm just curious.
Some of them are just curious about how to interact with children. They've got kids in their lives, you know, nieces and nephews or friends' kids that they wish they knew a little bit more about. Some of them just, strangely enough, find us entertaining.
Yeah. So I'm hoping, number one, for the entertainment value, like funny, just good, funny conversation between comics that people are familiar with or learning about. And, you know, I'm also, if like there was a great mission that I could accomplish. I find this thing in comedy, and I think you were kind of just even talking about it, Jamila, a little bit about like I wanted to find a space to do my comedy that like supported me. So most of my coming up in comedy, there would be like seven white guys in hoodies back to back on a show, all doing dick jokes, and right. that was considered universal. So while I'm like, parenting is the most, however you experience it, it is the most universal thing. So why can't this be the universal conversation? Instead of it being like, no, that's like a mom blog or thing. That's like a, yeah, exactly.
So you didn't originally plan to become a parent. So I would imagine that a lot of it has been very surprising to you. What has been the most surprising thing about being a parent?
Okay. It's like, embarrassing how naive I feel all the time. And not only did I not plan on becoming a parent myself, but I didn't even really hang out with other people who had little kids. I didn't have a lot of little kids in my life. I'm the youngest in my family. So really just brand new. I'll say something sweet that was surprising. When I was pregnant, I think I was thinking about my life with having a baby. And I was like, okay, we'll do this and we'll do this. Da, da, da. And I was thinking about my time and how I would fit my career in and all this stuff. And what I didn't factor in, sounds so dumb, but I'll admit it, was wanting to spend time with my child. Like actually that if you have a Tuesday off and there's no school or whatever, maybe you want to do something that day with your child. The other thing, I didn't realize that some of my money would be going towards replacing millions of things that are lost, double buying. Oh my goodness. I don't like repeating myself. I don't like backtracking when I walk in the wrong direction. And I hate replacing things that are lost. I hate it. I hate it.
Those are three things that you do a lot of as a parent. That is parenting. Replacing things that are lost, repeating yourself, and walking back your steps. That's it.
That's so it. True. Do you make your kid play your deranged game shows?
We've had him play one early on. You know, he was obsessed with superheroes. My husband's a big comic book guy, and our son was obsessed with superheroes, as many kids are, but anyways, from a young age, because they were all around him in comic book form and such. And so there's vintage theme songs for a lot of the superheroes that are very cute, like the Hulk has one, and Iron Man has one, and Batman. Batman one is quite recognizable. And so we would play snippets of them in, you know, odd places, and he would just have to tell us what superhero it was, kind of like a little name.
That's fun.
Yeah. So, but now he's interested in doing games. It's hard to find one for the right kid level. So we're constantly trying to play with that because trivia for kids can be very, you know, small, like specific.
So you come from this long tradition of Ask Me Another and this intersection of comedy and games.
Yeah.
Is there going to be more of that on your show?
I will say there is a game as part of every interview. I can't stop myself. I just find it fun. But these are a little bit more subjective at times. I did one that's coming up with Chuck Bryant where we describe the plot of a film in like a fun kind of cutesy way. And he has to decide based on that description if he would show that film to his young child or not. Mm. But some of them are kids' movies, and some of them are like, you know, The Godfather or whatever. But right. when you even take Pinocchio and you distill it down to a couple sentences, it sounds terrifying.
Right.
Like the condensed plots of these kids' films are intense.
A loner brings a piece of wood to life.
Yeah, exactly. In the old version of Pinocchio, one of Pinocchio's friends is burned in front of him.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's wildly intense. So then when you read the, you know, plot to something like Friday the 13th, you're like, eh, seems fine. Oh, really? It's just like a guy that doesn't have consequences yet? All right. We can handle that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No big deal. Who are the best comics talking about their kids right now?
I think we're getting a lot of them. I think we're pretty lucky right now. This is a good time. I mean, formally, I know Amy Schumer has been doing quite a lot, and her series is back, and the way it is being promoted is like, and now she's a mom. So I'm interested to see how that plays into it. But that's certainly a huge name that is doing a lot of that. I mean, a lot of the male comics across the board have been talking about their kids for years, just in different forms. So I feel like a lot of those people are continuing to do that, and it's great. Who else? Me, of course. Jamila, of
course.
Well,
obviously, other than you,
You know, I think Roy Wood Jr., because it was fresh in my mind from speaking to him recently, his comedy specials have always involved his actual kid in the comedy special, which I love. And I think all of his stuff is great. I'm a huge fan. But also his parenting stuff is just wonderful. And I feel really plays that great thing that we were talking about, where it's real. Like, there's no... It's truthful and it's vulnerable, but it's still super funny.
I'll definitely co-sign Roy Wood Jr. You know, I can't think of many others that I know that are doing parenting extensively, but he's one of my favorite comics, period. And I like the way he talks about being a dad. Something I've noticed since I've been going to shows out here is that a lot of comics, you know, hacky, I guess, you know, just kind of like parenting sucks, marriage sucks, you know, men suck, women suck, you know, like just so cliche in how they approach certain topics. And I've definitely heard a lot of complaints about parenting from other comics already that have made me think, like, I want to do something a little different. You know, I mean, there's a lot to complain about when it comes to parenting, for sure. But I just think that there's so much else there's just so much more humor to be found aside from just, you know, my kids suck. This is the worst thing. This is just awful, you know, and that's also not how I feel. I don't think my kid sucks. I don't think parenting is the worst thing. I don't think it's awful. I understand that POV and why it gets laughs, but, you know, I'm excited for Orfira's show because we can hear comics talk about parenting in ways that perhaps, you know, we haven't before, and just being a little bit more vulnerable and honest, and, you know, it's more than kids suck.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
No,
like, there's just so much more to comedy about parenting than kids suck.
Yeah. I think it's also a lot about how the comic parents are struggling to find out who they are as a parent, which is, we all do that. Your identity shifts so many times, and that honing into that is like, that's interesting stuff. I feel like it's fun, interesting stuff where you're like, who am I? Just the stuff even that comes out of my mouth. I feel like there is like my ancestors have been saying these same words to their children for like decades and centuries. Mm. When I open up my mouth and I'm like, you know how much that plate of food cost? I'm like, oh my God, how did that happen?
Alfira, your new show is called Parenting is a Joke. Where can we find it?
You can find it on the iHeart app. You can find it on Apple Podcasts or all the places, anywhere that you get your podcasts.
And where should we follow you for updates on stuff?
Yeah, you can follow. I'm on the socials at Ophira E. Most importantly, my Venmo is at Ophira.
There it is.
And my website is OphiraEisenberg.com.
Okay, it's finally time for recommendations. Jamila, do you want to start? What are you recommending this week?
Yes. I've been watching a funny show on Hulu called Reboot. It is about the stars of an early 2000s sitcom about a blended family, a stepdad and a quirky ex-husband and a wife and a son. The show is kind of cheesy and it's somewhat popular, and most of the stars have been kind of off the map since it went off. And this young, scrappy, you know, feminist writer pitches a edgy reboot of the show to Hulu and sells it, and then ends up having to work with the creator of the show, who's this stodgy old school TV comedy writer, who turns out to be her father. So it's this really interesting conflict between father and daughter over what this show should look like in the modern day. And these actors, you know, returning into these roles that they haven't played in 20 years. And they've got these really interesting relationships. In terms of folks you might recognize, Keegan-Michael Key from Key and Peele is one of the lead actors on the show. He's very funny. And Paul Reiser plays the old school TV writer. So it is a good show. I'm really enjoying it. I think episodes come out weekly, so you can't, well, you can binge it now because there are about five or six of them total, but I know I'm patiently awaiting the next one.
Cool. How about you, Ophira?
Well, this might be something some people have seen before, but as far as a kid's movie, I recently saw Paddington 2. And I would just like to say, it is the most perfect kids movie on the planet. Every single thing that is set up has a payoff. I mean, it's filled with all these British actors and they are great. It is high quality. It is high quality. As parents, you'll be like, this is a great movie. And my kid loved it. It is also, you know, for whatever it's worth, it's somewhat wholesome, but there's still tons of comedy in it. And I went online afterwards going, is something wrong with me that I love this movie so much? And I found out that across the board, it has been considered one of the best kids' movies out there ever. So,
like, better than the first one?
Better than the first one. No, better than the first one. Yeah.
Wow.
You will walk away going, that was good. Which I do not say very often when I'm sitting in front of a shared experience for some programming with my kid.
Cool. Well, this is exciting. We're going to definitely watch that. My recommendation today comes from NPR's podcast Life Kit, and it's this thing called Special Time. Have you heard of Special Time in the context of with your kid? So what it is, it's this psychologist-recommended thing where they recommend doing it 4 to 5 times a week. It takes 5 minutes. And special time is when you go and hang out with your kid, you put your phone away, and you're just in their play world with them, and you're following these 5 rules that are an acronym, PRIDE. So you praise them, you reflect back what they're doing, you imitate what they're doing. Like if they're stacking Legos, you do it with them. You describe what they're doing. So you're doing like a play-by-play, like, oh, now you're, you know, putting the red one on top of the blue one. And then you're enthusiastic throughout this. You're not trying to show them how to do the stuff. You're not trying to teach them. It's like this very specific way of engaging where you are kind of in their world with no judgment. And apparently, like, they've done studies about how this is like amazing for kids.
And, I love
for families
that.
In general. So do your special time.
I love that. Yes.
And that's it for our show. We'll be back in your feeds on Thursday, so be sure to tune in. While you're at it, please subscribe to the show and give us a rating and review on Apple or Spotify. This episode of Mom and Dad Are Fighting is produced by Rosemary Belson and Christy Taiwo Magandjula. For Ophira Eisenberg and Jamila Lemieux, I'm Zach Rosen. Thanks for listening.